And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. And a warm welcome to our listeners and our partner stations, Cape Radio in Sydney, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland and Labrador, and CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. And of course, our loyal listeners here in the port city of St. John. I've got a great show lined up for you. Let's get started with a very upbeat tune from Heather Nova off of her record South. This one is called Virus of the Mind here on Ear Candy.
Tell you what's right when you leave your instinct and your own truth behind. That's a virus of the mind. That's a virus of the mind. Well, I guess it's kind of like losing your sight. For a second you feel that they might be right, and it feeds the doubts that you have inside, and almost starts to feel like a crime to follow your own rhythm and rhyme. I'm crazy. Last night, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long, long time, and they wanted to know about my life, but making me feel like it wasn't quite right. Like, where's your kids and where's your car? I said, I don't have either, but I have a guitar. And I ended up feeling like I was a freak, so I found some wine and something to eat, and I talked to the dog to pass the time. I told myself I'm doing just fine. It's just a virus of the mind. It's just a virus of the mind. I'm pretty happy. It's on the tip of your tongue. It's in the feeling you got when you feel young. It's in the sound of the beat. It's in the base of your spine. It's in your gut reaction, yeah, every time. They tell you what you should have. They tell you who you should be. It's in the TV and ads and in the magazines. I'm kicking it off like a bug in the breeze. Cause is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone?
Living in my own sweet time. Living in my. So you better get to charge till I see you again. Y'all know just what to do. If you're caught up in the gales on the jump of the sea, I wanna be with you. With the pilgrims, the mountain, the hydrophies, I wanna be with you.
That's Jill Barber, To the Last, here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Before that, we heard Let Me Back In. That was from Rilo Kiley, Ong Ong from Blur. And we got things started at the top of the hour for the show with Virus of the Mind, right? Other people's ideas telling you how to live your life. Not good. Not good. Live your own life. Have your own ideas. It was a fairly poppy, mellow set. What we're going to do is move things along with more of a punky sound, or a little more up-tempo rock sound. I'm going to play you a track from Concrete Blonde, a band that had a couple of hits way back in the 90s or maybe late 80s, headed by Johnette Napolitano, a vocalist, a songwriter, bassist, and James Mankey on keys, and probably did a lot of production duties. And drummers that were in and out, but basically a trio. And when they first came to the end of their contract and wrapped it all up, they took a lot of leftover tracks that they accumulated from their various recording projects and put them out as a record called Still in Hollywood. because that's actually where Johnette Napolitano was born and raised. And on that record, they had this song. You think it would be called Still in Hollywood because that's the chorus, really. But the song is called It'll Chew You Up and Spit You Out. And a little story about why that is. And after we hear a few songs, I'll come back and tell you all about it. This is Concrete Blonde, It'll Chew You Up and Spit You Out from Still in Hollywood here on Ear Candy.
On your chest and one hand on my belly, prick, tell me who is best. skies. Come through the skies. Yeah, coming at each other.
And that, folks, is Loner by Canada's own The Beaches, Toronto All Gal Group. They really got it going on. I really love that track especially. And before that, we heard a Instant Mash. That's Joe Jackson, he of the New Wave Hits. And that's off of Look Sharp, one of his most successful records. In fact, that might be the record that broke him. Julian Cope, Slow Rider. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a second. And we started things off with It'll Chew You Up and Spit You Out, Concrete Blonde, talking about Hollywood. And their drummer for their peak period of success was a fellow named Harry Rushikoff. And you heard at the end of the song about Big Shot, you made your bed, you lie in it, you're not going to have a pot to you know what in, and so forth. That was Harry imitating his uncle and his uncle's advice when he said he was going to Hollywood and joining this band and trying to be a rock star. Back to Julian Cope. Slow Rider is off a double record called Jehovah Kill. And that title is pretty self-explanatory. He's anti-God, I guess, is the way to put it. Not just Jehovah, but, you know, all of them, whatever name you want to put it under. And it was an interesting thing on his album. He had a phrase, and it got printed completely wrong and completely ruined what he was trying to say. They printed, "That'll be the decide." It doesn't make any sense, right? "That'll be the decide." What the hell? What he had written and wanted it to have published was, "That'll be the day aside," right? The Buddy Holly reference, "That'll be the day." Jehovah Kill, the day aside, right? You get it? And of course, they thought it was a spelling error. "That'll be the decide" made more sense to their suits and the record labels than they should have just asked the man if it was a spelling error or whatever. But that great record, brilliant record. I really would encourage you to check it out, Jehovah Kill. All kinds of different music, great songs, very inventive, just amazing. But that ended his relationship with his record label. I believe it was Island Records. And after that, he kind of went off on his own. These days, he releases records under his own site, his own label called Head Heritage. In fact, he's a world-renowned expert on the Druids and things like Stonehenge and ancient burial mounds. Anyway, he's a fellow that definitely marches to the beat of his own drummer. Slow Rider, that was the track you heard. Okay, we're going to get things going here. We're going to play a permanent record from the Golden Dogs. Yeah. And then a very little-known Smashing Pumpkins song. Nice little story behind it. And then finally get into some little bit more meat and potatoes, heavier kinds of still catchy songs. Got lots lined up here for you. The Golden Dogs permanent record here on Ear Candy.
Come on. song for a son. This is a song for a sailor. The best I ever had. This is a song for a kid. This is a song for a tailor who stitched up my old hat. Who stitched up my old hat. And I am one of many, many more to come, many more to come. Sailed without a map. This is a song for that kid. This is a song for that tailor who stitched up my old hat before I broke it out. This is a song for a sailor. The best I ever had. He sailed without a man.
All right, let's motivate. Let's motivate.
That was Not Fragile from BTO, from the record that broke them. And before that, we heard To Whom It May Concern, the Wayouts here from St. John, Motivate the Pack AD, A Song for a Son, the Smashing Pumpkins. And we started things off with permanent record, Golden Dogs. You're listening to Ear Candy. The station that I broadcast the show from is Local FM here in the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the UMBSJ campus. This one here is called New Fang, Them Crooked Vultures.